Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on this Friday, November 28th. This program is live tonight. This is not a rebroadcast. Sorry I missed the show on, I guess it was Wednesday night, but I understand they replayed the Tuesday show, which is good because that's where I talked about some most unfortunate and I would say inaccurate comments made about my book, Final Judgment, by the biggest name in Patriot Talk Radio, Alex Jones. For the most part, the responses I got from people for my responses to the things that Mr. Jones said about Final Judgment, the inaccurate statements he made, and the less than accurate statements made by two of his guests on his program, Jim Mars and Robert Groden, as I say, most of the responses I've got have been very favorable. I did get someone who was very, very upset that I had dared to say boo to Alex Jones. He wrote me and told me that if I'm a patriot, I should be kissing Alex Jones's feet. Rather grotesque thought, but needless to say, that's what he said. And I told this particular person that he should kiss a certain part of my anatomy, not Alex Jones, but this particular person who was so exercised about not my criticisms of Alex Jones per se, but my criticisms of Alex Jones's inaccurate, and I would really have to say, go so far as to say his misrepresentations of what I have written. And, you know, I want to talk more about that after we come back from the break. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit more about the JFK assassination tonight, particularly in the context of my book and in the context of what Alex Jones had to say. It may be repeating itself, but I think in this particular case it bears repeating because, after all, we are talking about the murder of an American president. We're talking about a coup d'etat that resulted in a 180-degree turnabout in U.S. policy towards Israel and the Arab world, a policy that resulted in Israel being able to build nuclear weapons, which JFK opposed, and it's because of Israel having nuclear weapons, which was a consequence of John F. Kennedy's assassination, that we are in the position where we are today, bogged down in Iraq. After all, we fought the Iraq war to prevent Iraq from building nuclear weapons, so we were told. But, folks, what seems to be forgotten is the primary reason why Iraq was building nuclear weapons, and that, of course, is because they had some concerns about, and that's putting it lightly, about the fact that Israel was already sitting on a gigantic nuclear arsenal in the Middle East. That's what the Iraq war was all about, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what the impending Iran war is all about, ladies and gentlemen. So Israel's nuclear weapons are an important issue, and particularly in the context of the JFK assassination. Well, folks, if you want to see a very touching video, go to Google and type in the following phrase in quotation marks, "Lion embraces friends." Lion embraces friends. It's a video apparently that just came out on the internet today of two English gentlemen who had adopted a lion cub. It got too big for their apartment, and they released it into the wild. And one year later, these fellows went to Africa and found their lion in the wild. People said, "Oh, the lion will never recognize you." Folks, this lion rushes up and jumps into the arms of these two Brits and kisses them, and literally hugs them, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you, I watched the video four or five times and cried like a baby every time I watched it. So if you're an animal lover, you do want to check it out. And if you're not an animal lover, I'm here to tell you, it's not my power to consign you there, but if you're not an animal lover, I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to go to hell, and you'll get to meet Jerry Falwell there in person. All right, stay tuned, folks.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here. We are going to be talking more about the JFK assassination and the most unfortunate comments that that Alex Jones made about my book, Final Judgment. I refer specifically to one very dismissive, really almost arrogant remark that Mr. Jones made. One of his callers, you remember, if you heard me talking about it or if you listened to it, one of his callers called in and said that my book showed evidence that the Israelis were involved in the JFK assassination, Israel's Mossad. No, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not suggesting a bunch of rabbis, Orthodox rabbis in curls and hats, were running around Dealey Plaza firing off weapons. No, not at all. But in any case, when Mr. Jones heard this from his caller, he said, but no involvement, though, by the president or the U.S. government or anybody that covered it up. It's just only Israel. Folks, any of you who have read that book, and many of you have, know that nothing could be further from the truth. So, now, I don't blame Alex Jones if he didn't read my book. I have to assume that he didn't read the book, because anybody, as I say, who read the book knows that that's just not my thesis at all, that it was quote-unquote only Israel, that there was no involvement by the president or the U.S. government or anybody that covered it up. Now, as I say, I don't demand that Alex Jones read my book. I don't demand that anyone read my book. In fact, I'll let you in a little secret. Hundreds of millions of people have never read my book. They're never going to read the book. But for Alex Jones, who purports to be a hard-driving researcher, to make such a dismissive comment about a book that it appears he's never read is, well, frankly, intellectually dishonest, number one. Number two, if he did read the book, even in its first edition, folks, and now it's been in it's in the second printing of the sixth edition, it's been expanded by hundreds of pages, but if Alex did read the book and made these comments, then, well, then it goes a little deeper than just being disingenuous. Now, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, now people say, well, you know, Alex doesn't like to talk about Zionism in Israel. And then I've gotten emails from people who say, well, yes, Alex does talk about Zionism in Israel now, but he kind of skirts around it, but we understand why he does, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the problem as I see it, folks, is that if, as I believe, my book presents solid evidence pointing toward likely Israeli intelligence involvement in the Kennedy assassination, along with pro-Israel elements in the CIA and in U.S. organized crime, and in the cover-up that followed with the Warren Commission and the FBI and the CIA and so many other agencies that were involved, if my book is on point, as many, many serious people believe, then it is incumbent upon Alex Jones to address these issues, because the evidence that I have presented, and I can say this without seeming to toot my own horn, because everybody believes that their theory is correct, et cetera, et cetera. My point has been from the very beginning that you cannot take a complete look at the JFK assassination and the cover-up that followed without addressing the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that there is as solid a basis for the theory of Israeli involvement as there is for a theory of CIA involvement or organized crime involvement. And to dismiss it out of hand, as Alex Jones has done, has been, well, most important, most regretful, shall we say. That goes along with what Jim Mars said, that Israel did not have the power to subvert the Secret Service, the CIA, the FBI, the U.S. military. Yes, Israel did have the power through its agents and friends of agents of influence and friends here in the United States, such as J. Edgar Hoover, such as James Angleton, the number three man, the director of counterintelligence in the CIA, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm repeating myself here, but it bears repeating. It does bear repeating. Now, you know, Robert Groden went so far as to say that at the lowest level of the Kennedy assassination, there is none at all, he said, no evidence at all that there could be Israeli involvement. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. If you look at the situation very, very carefully, you will find it. Now, listen to this. I'm going to read to you folks in the next couple minutes here, and then we already have some calls, including Mark Glenn. I'm anxious to hear what Mark has to say. But we talked about Frank Sturgis, who has been often linked to the Kennedy assassination and who he did, in fact, admit in writing in a letter, which I have seen a copy of, a redacted version of the letter that someone actually tried to auction on the Internet for $1 million. Sturgis specifically said in the letter that he was working for James Angleton of the CIA, and of course Angleton was not only the number three man in the CIA, but the very pro-Israel head of the Mossad desk there. Now, as I pointed out, this Sturgis, according to Robert Groden's own book with F. Peter Modell, JFK, The Case for Conspiracy, Sturgis was a Haganah mercenary during the first 1988 Israeli-Arab War. He also had a girlfriend in Europe who worked for Israeli intelligence and with whom he worked. He worked as a courier in Europe. And it was well known among anti-Castro and Cuban exiles that Sturgis had worked for the Mossad and done so for a long, long time, folks. In fact, my friend Andrew St. George, who was a correspondent for the Spotlight, Andrew knew Frank Sturgis very well. In fact, Andrew had the first interview with Frank Sturgis after the Watergate conspiracy broke. And Andrew told me and wrote about it in the Spotlight that Frank Sturgis worked for the Mossad going up into the 1970s. Now, also, what you also have to keep in mind is that Mexico City, which played a very major role in the circumstances surrounding the CIA office in Mexico City surrounding the JFK assassination, Mexico City was also a hub of Mossad operations. In fact, there were also 12 to 16 Mossad agents that worked out of Miami. Their influence reached throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. Now, what's interesting is that if you'll recall, there's a lot of evidence that Lee Harvey Oswald was mixed up with anti-Castro groups in the New Orleans area. Now, Professor John Newman of the University of Maryland has pointed out that Frank Sturgis founded the International Anti-Communist Brigade and that the backers of Sturgis's group have never been fully established. Now, a unit of Sturgis's brigade was something called Interpen that operated outside New Orleans. It was run by Jerry Patrick Hemming, and Sturgis was connected with Hemming and Interpen. In fact, you know what, folks? Jerry Patrick Hemming was supposed to be a guest in my home many years ago when he was coming to Washington, again arranged by Andrew St. George. Andrew was a very good friend of Jerry Patrick Hemming and Frank Sturgis. Now, those activities of Jerry Hemming's group, Interpen, were known to have involved Guy Bannister and David Ferry. And, of course, many of you are familiar with those names. Well, here's what's interesting. According to Jerry Hemming himself, Interpen's most important contact in the United States was Theodore Rakusin, a New York financier, whom Hemming himself described as one of the key founders of the State of Israel. Now, I can tell you this, that after Jerry Hemming read Final Judgment, he said, and this is what he told me, although he personally had seen no evidence that convinced him the Mossad participated directly in the JFK assassination, he did say this, and this is a direct quote, "I have known since the late 1960s that the Mossad was aware of the JFK murder even before it happened, and they later did a full investigation on the matter and have since retained all files." So not only did we find Clay Shaw of New Orleans, memorialized in that famous film JFK, to which Jim Mars contributed and received a big chunk of money from the Israeli arms dealer who was financing the film, which was produced by Oliver Stone, directed by Oliver Stone. We not only find Clay Shaw of New Orleans tied to the Mossad through his association with the infamous Permandex company, we also find two other CIA-connected players in the anti-Castro operations out of New Orleans, Frank Sturgis and Jerry Hemming, involved in the Mossad sphere of influence, and Lee Harvey Oswald has been tied to all these key players. So, folks, right there on an operational level in New Orleans, two different strands, one with Clay Shaw and one with Frank Sturgis and Jerry Patrick Hemming, tied directly to Lee Harvey Oswald at the lowest operational level of the Kennedy assassination conspiracy. And we do know for a fact, as I say, that Jack Ruby had his own connections to the Mossad. This was documented by Dr. William Pepper. In fact, don't forget, when Jack Ruby was in the Dallas police station, he told people he was working as a translator for Israeli newspapers. All these JFK researchers, they've never determined who those Israeli newspapers were, and it's a known fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the Mossad over the years has, and this has been documented, the Mossad, not by Mike Piper, by others, the Mossad has utilized Israeli newspaper reporters as their assets. Oh, folks, you know, I could go on and on here. But I think I've driven the point home. Points that Alex Jones either can't or won't answer. We're going to go to the calls when we come back. If you'd like to call in, feel free to do it. 800-313-9443.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, 1 out of every 2 men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We got some callers lined. We have some callers lined up here. Yeah, I my grammar's not the best, but, you know, that's the way it works. Incidentally, John Statmiller, if you're listening, John, I'll give you a call over the weekend. I have had this note to call you for ages, and I just keep forgetting. I'm so busy contending with, well, you know what it's all about, John. Anyway, let's go right to the callers. We have Mark Glenn here aboard. Mark, of course, is a co-host of the Liberty Hour with Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty, right here on RBN. Mark, come on up.
Lord Vader. Yeah, you think that that's an insult, but it actually is a compliment. Because in the end, Darth Vader wound up destroying the evil empire.
I like that.
I'd like to, I don't want to gobble up all the time here, but I want to just make a few points here. The first is, I want to start off this by quoting a few people. The first is Paul Findlay, who was a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, I believe, for 22 years. And of that, I think he sat on 12 separate congressional intelligence committees or something along that line. And he said, quote, and I'm reading right from this great book here that literally changed my life called Final Judgment. And he's quoted saying, quote, it is interesting but not surprising to note that in all the words written and uttered about the Kennedy assassination, Israel's intelligence agency, the Mossad, has never been mentioned. And yet a Mossad motive is obvious on this question, as on almost all others. American reporters and commentators cannot bring themselves to cast Israel in any kind of unfavorable light, despite the obvious fact that Mossad complicity is as plausible as any of the other theories. Of course, again, as I said, that was former Representative Paul Findlay, who, as I said, sat in on several House intelligence committees or subcommittees. The other quote that I would like to add into this is one that appeared on Fox News immediately after 9/11, and it was a four-part series that was done by reporter Carl Cameron, who was following this thing known as the Israeli spy scandal, the art students. And he is quoted saying, "Evidence linking these Israelis to 9/11 is classified. I cannot tell you about evidence that has been gathered. It is classified information. Investigators within the Drug Enforcement Agency, the Immigration Naturalization Service, and the FBI have all told Fox News that to pursue or even suggest Israeli spying is considered career suicide." Now, the reason that I brought these two things up, first of all, you have Paul Findlay, who, let's face it, between Paul Findlay and Alex Jones, which of the two are we going to consider to be the more credible as far as sources and whatnot? I think if anybody has a basis for saying that Israel had a hand in the Kennedy assassination, it would have been Paul Findlay. As far as the quote attributed to the Fox News reporter, he basically is taking Jim Marr's statement here that you could never subvert the Secret Service or any of these other federal agencies regarding the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Carl Cameron here is being quoted saying, again, investigators within these three agencies, the DEA, INS, and FBI, have all told Fox News that to pursue or even suggest Israeli spying is considered career suicide. So here you have a reporter saying that these federal agencies basically will look the other way and they will keep their lips zipped when it pertains even to an act of terrorism on the United States that led to the deaths of 3,000 American citizens, that they will be subverted, they will remain silent, if the character involved in this happens to be Israel.
Now, Mark, this is I'm glad you brought this up because, yeah, let me make two points specifically in regard to Paul Findlay. He read my first draft of Final Judgment before it was finished. And he said, frankly, to me, and I've noted this in the book, he said that he was not convinced that I had provided a smoking gun. But he obviously believed that the theory was as convincing and plausible as any of the other theories, to the point that he wrote me in a personal letter, which I do believe is reproduced, or it had been reproduced in a previous edition of Final Judgment. He introduced me to a former French intelligence officer who did have knowledge about Israeli involvement in the Kennedy assassination. And it was Paul Findlay who, as I say, introduced me to this guy, who provided me further information that caused me to actually seriously rewrite the first draft. Secondly, regarding another aspect here, the New Orleans police intelligence chief, and I mentioned this the other night on the show, the New Orleans police intelligence chief, during the time of the Jim Garrison investigation, and of course Jim Garrison later suggested privately that he believed Mossad was involved, Fred O'Sullivan, I have now in my hands some federal documents that were released by the Freedom of Information Act in which Fred O'Sullivan was described as I wish I had it in front of me, but he was a hardline Zionist, a convert to Judaism, and of course, as I pointed out on the program the other day, he was moving to Israel. So if during Jim Garrison's investigation, the police investigators had ever come across any Israeli connections or anything pointing towards involvement by Israeli operations by Americans on U.S. soil, by Israeli sympathizers, the man who headed police intelligence was poised to be able to cover that up. Okay, hang on for the break, Mark.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at RepublicBroadcasting.org. You know, folks, if I released a video of myself talking and saying that I think that Lyndon Johnson was the mastermind of the JFK assassination, and I think that Johnson probably contacted so-and-so in the CIA, and I think this and I think that, no one would say that it was a video of Michael Collins Piper confessing to involvement in a JFK assassination, because obviously it would not be. But I'm here to tell you that I understand that Alex Jones is putting together a video. There have been parts of it released on the internet. He is putting together a video in which E. Howard Hunt makes assertions that he thinks, I think this and I think that, and it's being billed as a confession. And any serious person with any power of analysis and interpretation and observation cannot look at that in all honesty and say it is a confession, because, folks, it is not. So I'm going to go so far as to say that perhaps Mr. Jones may have some economic considerations here, that he feels that he has a video to sell, and he is good at selling videos. He has a video to sell, and that video is what he wants to be thought of as the truth. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but hey, I said it, so let the chips fall where they may. Now, there was a fellow, and we'll go back to Mark Glenn in a moment. There was a gentleman named Herbert L. Calhoun, Ph.D. He retired as Deputy Division Chief of the Policy, Plans, and Analysis Office of the State Department's Bureau of Political and Military Affairs, and served as a senior foreign affairs specialist for the U.S. Arms Control and Disarmament Agency. Well, you may not like high-level bureaucrats, but hey, that's what Dr. Calhoun was. And he posted on the Internet a review of Final Judgment and said, as one who has read over 200 books on the JFK assassination and engaged in research both as an individual and part of various teams, I can say without fear of contradiction that Final Judgment is now the definitive work on the JFK assassination, the most thorough, most honest, most penetrating, most factual, and most analytically complete and systematic of all that I have read so far. Michael Collins Piper has struck gold. JFK assassination research has a new standard bearer. It will never be the same again. Because of this book, future research will begin to focus more on the big picture and turn away from constantly grinding ad nauseum at inconsistencies in the Warren Commission's report. And that leads us to another point that I want to make here, ladies and gentlemen. I listened to other portions of Alex Jones' show, and they are nothing but, it was nothing but more and more of a rehash of forensic details that we've all known in one form or another, in one scenario or another, in one interpretation or another, since 1964 and 1965, when pioneer researchers like my friend Mark Lane and the late Harold Weisberg and many, many other people began tearing apart the Warren Report. So is that what we're going to have to listen to, talk about whether there was four shots or three shots or 19 shots or whether there were six assassins or 10 assassins? You see, those are all distractions, ladies and gentlemen, from the most important thing, who killed JFK and why? Now, let me go back to Mark Glenn. Mark, did you have any further comments, Mark?
I did, and this is probably going to get under the skin of some people listening to this, but I'm just going to play devil's advocate here for a second. Now, I'll admit that the closest thing that I have come to listening to Alex Jones has been your excellent imitation of him. Okay. I as much as I hear people talking about his show and how great he is, I've never listened to his show, so I cannot comment on the man as far as his intentions, his motivations, or anything like that. But I will say this, Mike. Now, I have read your book six times over the course of the last 3 years. About twice a year, I will sit down and read it. I can remember the first time that I read it, and this is no statement about my intelligence or about Alex Jones's intelligence or anything like that. The first time I read it, I got about a fourth of the way through it, and I had to put it down because I had already reached overload. I had already redlined as far as the amount of new information that I was coming in contact with. Okay, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, rehashing old information, you know, you kind of build up an immunity to it. You can go a little bit longer in your research when it's regular material that you have already come in contact with. I had to put it down and come back to it over and over again. Okay. Now, even 3 years later, having read it six times, I would say that I am conversant with about 20% of the material in your book after 3 years and having read it six times. Now, some people out there may say, my God, what is this guy doing with his own radio show if he's that stupid? My point is this. It may very well be that Alex Jones, and again, I'm playing devil's advocate here, it may very well be, first of all, as you said, that he has not read your book, or secondly, that he doesn't have the intellectual wherewithal to grasp it all in one sitting, and therefore he just goes into default mode, which a lot of Americans do, a lot of Westerners in general do, which is to say, if I don't understand it in 5 minutes, therefore it must be nonsense.
Mm-hmm. If it can't be turned into a sound bite.
Exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm the first to admit that, you know, I've gotten it down to a shtick because I've talked about the book so many times, you know, and I know the high points, but I can tell you from my own perspective, when I pick up the book and just sit leafing through it, I come across things that I've written about in the book that I actually stop. I say to myself, my God, I had forgotten that. That's a significant fact. And I'm in this awkward position here of, you know, touting my own work here. But I say that in all sincerity. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story here. Right before I was ready to send the book to the printer for the first time and was like, and anybody who's ever written a book or written anything at length and it's about to be published will understand this. You have this great sense of relief. But, you know, it's interesting. I happened to be literally sitting on my living room floor, and I picked up an old newsletter that I happened to have lying nearby. And in that old newsletter, I came across an item that I said, oh, my God, I need to put this in the book because this is just another nail in the coffin. And what it was the fact that back when Jim Garrison was beginning his investigation in New Orleans, even before Clay Shaw's name was brought into it, a Denver oil man, whose name escapes me at the moment, but it's in the book, a Denver oil man approached Jim Garrison and offered him a federal judgeship if he would drop the investigation. Well, it turns out that this Denver oil man also had ties to Israel. He had oil interests in Israel, number one. And number two, he was a business partner of Tibor Rosenbaum and Bernard Kornfeld, who were part of this Permandex web, which I have written about at length in Final Judgment. So in other words, here Jim Garrison is getting ready to drop the bomb on Clay Shaw, who's a member of the board of Permandex, and somebody who is associated with the guys who run Permandex stepped in and offered Jim Garrison a federal judgeship. Now, I've seen other JFK writers say, oh, well, this guy had ties to Richard Nixon and the Republican Party. Yes, indeed, he did. But he also had ties to the very people whom Clay Shaw was associated with, who were involved in Israel's nuclear weapons program, which JFK was trying to stop. So there's just one other little detail, Mark, that, you know, I found at the very last minute. And since the book has been published, as you well know, and as anybody who has read the book knows, much more information has come out. And you know, I'm not here to question Alex Jones's motivations or his integrity or what he has to say about Zionism or Israel or 9-1-1. But I am here, and that's exactly what I'm doing, specifically addressing the things that he has said about my book. And I do not believe that if Alex Jones were to call in here right now, that he could answer the things that I have said. It's that simple.
If I could make just one small statement, Mike. This may seem a little bit sideways or off topic, but nevertheless, I think people will understand what I'm saying by this. If you were to today talk about how the Romans crucified Jesus Christ, you would be applauded. At the very least, you wouldn't have anything to worry about in terms of backlash or anybody throttling you for saying that the Romans crucified Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
However, to say that the Jews put the heat on the Romans to crucify Jesus Christ, there would be hell to pay for that, even though everybody for the last 2,000 years has known that it was the truth.
Absolutely. Perfect analogy, Mark. Mark, hang on. I want to bring up Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, Michael?
Yeah, hi, Dave. What's going on?
Oh, you know, I'm at work. I called in to listen. I was going to talk about something else, but I'll stay on topic. Michael, I'm not a student of the JFK assassination, but I will tell you this, that I really enjoy seeing you stand up for yourself, because I did finish reading Jim Maher's book on the rise of the Fourth Reich, and he has no credibility at all with me. In fact, I bet you, I think it's a pretty safe guess that he's probably trying to tie in JFK's assassination with the Nazis, no doubt.
Indeed he is.
Yeah, and I don't even know that. I haven't even read his books about the JFK assassination, but I just, after reading The Rise of the Fourth Reich, he's just obsessed with this Nazi thing, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Dave. I'm glad you bring that up, because in his book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, Jim Mars references the JFK assassination, I think, in an entire chapter. And he admits in that chapter that Colonel Louis Bloomfield, who was the chief executive officer and chairman of the board of this mysterious company named Permandex, he admits, I believe, as Jim Mars puts it, that Louis Bloomfield had, quote-unquote, Zionist connections. But then he goes on to suggest that this Permandex operation and the entirety of the JFK conspiracy was a Nazi plot. Now, Louis Bloomfield was a top lawyer and henchman of the Bronfman family. He was a major player in a fundraiser for Israel's nuclear weapons program. Now, when you put these things together in the context of the connection to Clay Shaw, who was on the board of Permandex and whose defense in the Garrison trial was funded by the Stern family of New Orleans, a prominent Jewish family who also were investors in the NUMEC corporation from which nuclear materiel was smuggled to Israel. And then you take all these connections from Lee Harvey Oswald to Guy Bannister and David Ferry to this group in New Orleans that was an anti-Castro group that was being funded by a person who was one of the quote-unquote founders of Israel. You can't get away from it, Dave.
Yeah, you know, he's so obsessed with the Nazis. On the one minute he's saying that the Kennedys themselves are Nazis, that the Kennedy family are a bunch of Nazis. Then he's saying it's the Nazis that are assassinating the Nazi Kennedys and everything.
Dave, thank you for pointing that out. How can anyone take such a winding, circular, nonsensical thesis seriously, and yet? There, Alex Jones is promoting the hell out of this book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, by Jim Mars.
Yeah, it's just baloney, Michael. I didn't talk about it too much because of the campaign, the presidential campaign and everything, but I finished it, and in the future I'll comment on the book. But, you know, I don't want to knock Alex Jones, but I will say this, Michael. I appreciate your style much better, just coming on at night with the facts. Alex Jones is like somewhat of an entertainer. I call it like a drama queen, being a drama queen. And it's entertaining and everything, and it gets everybody all excited and everything and stuff. But it's still, I appreciate your approach more. Just cool-headed, level-headed, present the facts. Don't try to be a drama queen about.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave. Dave, I'll tell you what. Why don't you hang on? We have another caller who's been waiting too. I'm going to bring him up, and we'll all just. I guess wrap up the hour if we all want to stay aboard. It's Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim?
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
How you doing tonight, Jim?
All right. Listen, Mike, I'm going to give you an angle that you may not appreciate, but I think you need to hear.
Hey, Jim, do me a favor. Talk a little bit more directly into the phone. I'm kind of losing you there.
I was saying that I'm going to give you an angle, Mike.
Right. Go ahead. Yeah.
That you may not appreciate, but I think you need to hear.
Go ahead.
You've had your radio show for about 2.5 years on RBN now.
Mm-hmm.
And, not just myself, but quite a few other listeners. I've seen blog posts over the years that, in reference to Alex Jones, you seem to have been, holding your punches. You've been very, very restrained in dealing with Alex Jones, given his prominence and stature in the alternative media.
Right. That's
and
correct.
It almost seems like you brought this Alex Jones smearing of your work and research upon yourself by being so restrained about him.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah, I mean, I have because I knew that Alex Jones had a big following, number one, because number two, he has contributed a lot to popular discussion on many, many important issues. I have always, you know, held back because, and I have always understood that Alex might not want to talk about Zionism and Israel and Jewish power as I do. And I understand that a lot of people don't want to for a variety of reasons, economic, political, personal, religious, philosophical, but when Alex says these things about essentially about me and about my book, then that is crossing the line, as far as I'm concerned, on a very specific personal basis. And that's why I said, all right, okay, Alex, if you want to make comments that don't have any foundation in fact and dismiss my book out of hand, then I'm going to have to address you with the facts. But your point, Jim, is very interesting.
Well, I tell you, Mike, this is my take on Alex Jones, and it's not only my take, but it's a lot of people who have followed him over the years, that he is definitely a gatekeeper. He's controlled opposition, and he's doing a hell of a great job at it, because now, I think he's been on the scene for about 10 years, he still has people fooled.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we are going to the break. All you guys are welcome to stay on, and we'll wrap it up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now, be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. You know, I was thinking over the break, I've never been cursed with owning a vehicle in my entire life, so all that money that I would be spending on cars, I spend on books, and I have a pretty impressive library. Mark Glenn has seen it. Anywhere between 8,000 to 10,000 books of all political stripes by all sorts of authors about all sorts of topics. And you'll notice that any time I comment on a book on this program, it's a book that I have read, or if I hear about it, I will make reference to it. I may endorse the book in its entirety. I may endorse portions of the book. I may disagree with portions of the book. But I don't dismiss a book or deliberately misrepresent what appears in the book. And this is what I feel was done by Alex Jones in regard to Final Judgment. Whether he read the book or not, I don't pretend to know. I probably will never know. But that's what I'm questioning here. And the thing is, I think it's a real credibility issue for Alex when he makes statements that anyone, and I'm repeating myself, anyone who has read the book knows better. All right, we only have a couple minutes here. We have three people on board with us. Is there anyone who really feels compelled to say something? Dead silence.
Hog the conversation. Anybody who would lend any credence to what Alex is saying about your book, all they have to do is go to the photo section of your book, you know, and see that most of the people you have listed there, whether it's in the form of the photos or commentary, most of these people are American assets of some sort, either CIA or actual, you know, members of Johnson administration. So to say, as Alex did, that this is all about Israel and it has nothing to do with the American government is patently false. Like I said, if you simply go to your photo section...
Yeah, you know, let me mention that again, too, Mark. I'm glad you brought it up. I should pay you, Mark. people can go to michaelcollinspiper.com, which is a subsidiary of amfirstbooks.com. People can go to michaelcollinspiper.com and access absolutely free the entire photo section of Final Judgment, all of the pictures, like 36 pages, I think it is, 24, 38, I don't know, like something like 36 pages of pictures with detailed captions, not just a picture of E. Howard Hunt and say that says E. Howard Hunt underneath it. That is almost a small book in and of itself that provides the entirety of the conspiracy for those people who don't have the time or the desire to read all 768 torturous pages of the book. Now, that's all Alex Jones has to do. If he can sit down and go through 36 pages of pictures with detailed cut lines, he can get the story. And if he rejects it out of hand, well, hey, that's his right to do it. I have no problem. If he says, this is a bunch of bull, I don't believe it, that's his right. This is America. We're free to have differing opinions, but I don't want him misrepresenting my book to the thousands or hundreds of thousands or potentially millions of Americans, good, decent Americans, who tune in to hear what Alex Jones has to say and take what he says as gospel. Because I'm here to tell you, it was not gospel. It was very serious misrepresentation, which casts credibility on anything else that Alex Jones says about anything. And with that, I guess we're going to wrap up the show here. Thanks to Mark and Dave and Jim. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up, but we will be here on Monday, God willing. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for your good support for the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Let me tell you why.